Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. Egypt. Egypt has once again thrust itself on the world stage. Once again has made it clear that it will not go quietly into the night. Has made it clear that its people know their heritage, know their connection to the stars, know their connection to the earth. Egypt is not a puppet regime. Egypt is not a political pawn. Egypt is not going to be left behind. None of these things should surprise you. Look at how Egypt endures. Look at how her monuments laugh at time. What is the saying? Man fears time, but time fears the pyramid. And so now the whole world is holding its breath, wondering what Egypt will do next. Now, it is clear from the events that the military has played a role in this. And one of the reasons the military is such a pivotal player is because of what the military knows about Egypt. You think that your books tell you about Egypt, of its past, of its ancient history. But those in military intelligence places know Egypt's true history, have discovered through their work over the years artifacts, history. You think it is coincidence that the two places that are so pivotal in the turn of the century, Iraq and Egypt, Babylon and Chem? Think for a moment. What do these ancient cultures stand for? What is their place in the history of the planet? Places where the gods walked among men. There are other places like this. Peru, Mexico, the plains of America, places where the gods have walked among men before. History demands that this information come forward. And so as the unfolding of Egypt's day of liberation moves forward into the new millennium, listen closely. Listen closely. Those who are most in fear of Egypt rising are the ones who are most interested in controlling the status quo. They will use the old fears. They will use the old rivalries. but what are their intentions? What is their purpose? Is it to help Egypt regain its strength? Is it to help Iraq gain its strength? Look at the neighboring countries. Why do they look to these countries for so much? Because it is an ancient memory. So, we applaud the tenacity of a people who have taken enough of it. And it is no coincidence that all of this was sparked with technology and children. Look at how your children swim easily among the technologies of today, using them in ways that even those who designed it could not imagine. Although much of the technologies are designed by these children. There's a yearning for an embrace of the energies that are coming and a deep-seated intuitive knowledge that those in charge fear it. And when those who run your country fear something, it's a good thing. Those who run your world fear something, that's something you need to look at. Can it run into chaos? Can it spiral out of control? Absolutely. But like all things that go in cycles, that too would pass. Just look at how Egypt has spiraled through chaos to come out 18 days later, a new Egypt. Yes, those in control of your world shudder in fear and concern for this, because their bastions of control are just as flimsy. And they know it. They have known it all along. The technologies of today that are allowing people to communicate were not accidentally put in place. Beings of light came to this world and seeded these technologies so that they would be flourishing at this time. Whether it is the space program or the race for the atomic bomb, all the work that has been done in computers and the biologies. There is an abundance of energy. There is so much on this world that if concern for all was brought to a high place, your poor would not be starving, homeless, shuddering in the cold, or sweltering in the dry heat. You would not have Somali pirates lashing out at shipping you would not have Taliban fighting in the hills of Afghanistan and Pakistan. You would not have much of the turmoil. What is it that people really want? They want to be honored. They want their life to be of value. And they want others to recognize that value. Many of those who you pass every day feel insignificant when they are alone. But when you bandy them together, when you bring them together under a banner, and they begin to see their numbers swell, what does that do to these individuals? What did it do in France during the revolution there? What did it do in America during the revolution here? It was contagious. And so, we would suggest that everyone take a moment and a deep breath. You have turned a corner, planet Earth. You have shown that oppressive regimes can be overthrown without firing a shot, maybe a few shots. But not the clashing of major militaries, not the destruction of entire cities. That's the old paradigm. But it also shows that individuals must take responsibility. You cannot leave to others what you are destined to do. Again, we applaud Egypt. We even applaud Mr. Mubarak, who played his role impeccably. He was the poster child of the weak old man. Not weak physically, but weak in the thing he thought he had the most of, which was power. Was like the end of The Wizard of Oz, where the great and powerful Oz was seen to be this little old man behind the curtain. Is it important that Mubarak leave the country or go into exile? No. Just that he gets out from behind the curtain and stops manipulating the great and powerful Oz. Good day to all of you.